Good morning. We're continuing with Chayodom of Klal Samaches, and we've been learning Simon Hay, which deals with the concept of Heder Mitzvah. So the Chayodom talks about the concept of Heder Mitzvah primarily in regards to a financial obligation. Then he points out at the end the person should pick the nicest type of min as well. The concept of Heder Mitzvah also applies in regards to the person's action, how a person does a mitzvah. That's considered a form of Heder Mitzvah as well. We find this concept in regards to the halacha that one should not eat food Erev Pesach, Erev Yom Tov, Erev Shabbos. In order they should eat the Suda, the Mitzvah to Matzah, or the Suda Lete Oven, because when you eat food and you enjoy it, that's considered a Heder. It's a Heder Mitzvah, the fact that you're eating it the way that you have a taiva. It's something which a person enjoys what they're doing. So that's one example of a person who can do the mitzvah of Igurai. We find the concept of Igud by Lulav and Esrig. So the Dalad Minim, we do not put the Esrig together with the Lulav, but we put the other Minim together. It looks nicer. It's a nicer way of doing it. Instead of hanging off them, all of them flopping around on their own and doing their thing, they're held together nicely. The item which we use for the purpose of igud, you can use min b'mina in hachaitzitz, but you could use a nice beautiful thing as well. It should make it look nice. So the clasp that you use for the igud should look beautiful, because that's a form of heder. We found we find the general Klal Yisrael, when they would do mitzvahs, they would try to do mitzvahs as an effort of heder, and the kelim that they would use to hold the esrog was beautiful, the shul was beautiful, everything was done with a beauty, which introduces an interesting question. Is the primary point over here that the mitzvah item should be beautified, or that the person should do it in a way which expresses his love and his admiration for the mitzvah? And one of the ways of doing that is spending money on it and getting a nicer item. But even things which are not directly connected to the item itself, the keli which holds the item, there's an element of heder expressed in that. That keli banveyu, the talis noah. So it sounds like even the beged itself, which is not the mitzvah is the tzitzis, but I'm putting tzitzis in my beged, I should get a nice beged. Instead of getting a beged which is of inferior quality, I should get a beged of a nicer quality to express the cheshivas of the mitzvah that I'm doing over here. So the concept of heder mitzvah is not limited to the item itself. It includes the oifen of the person does the mitzvah. There's a famous piece from the Bisker Rav where he discusses, is it shaykh the concept of heder mitzvah after the mitzvah has been completed? So the question in regards to the halacha, a person does the mitzvah of mila. So the mila, there's a certain amount which has to be removed. If it's not, then the mila is not kosher. But a proper maisa of mila, it looks more beautiful, it looks more mehuder if all of those pieces are removed, even the amount which is not ma'akid. That's called tzitzin hama'akvin is a mila. Tzitzin shein hama'akvin is a mila. So the orla, if the vast majority of it's removed, it's a kosher mila, but it still doesn't look nice. The mila should look nice and clean, that every part should be removed. So a person finished the maisa mila. He did it in a way which is kosher. And he said, but those other pieces are still there. Is that a heder mitzvah to go back and remove them? So this is, the halacha is, when a person is doing mila is derech Shabbos, the part of the mila which is not necessary shouldn't be derech Shabbos. But the halacha is, as long as a person is being oisik in the mila, he has not removed his hand, he can cut even the tzitzin shenim ma'akvin, because that's part of the, it is part of the mitzvah. It's mahar of the mitzvah, it makes the mitzvah look more nicer. Once he has completed the ma'isa of mila on Shabbos, and he has tzitzin which are not ma'akev, he's not allowed to go back and remove them, because now already the mitzvah is completed. So the tzitzin shenim ma'akvin cannot be done for Shabbos. So we have this concept of that while it's part, you're doing the mitzvah, the heder is considered part of the mitzvah. And however, once you've completed the mitzvah, the heater is not part of the mitzvah anymore, and it doesn't have the karach to be derech Shabbos. So how would that play out in regards to other areas of heater mitzvah? Person does a mitzvah, and he says, you know, let me go back and do it in a more mahuridik oifen. Is it too late? You already fulfilled the mitzvah. It's too late. So the person has a lulav, took a lulav, and he already took it. He was yotzei the mitzvah, and a nicer lulav came. So one can one do the mitzvah now? So we'll talk about that more, Bessus Hashem, in the next year, clarify this point, and meanwhile, have a good day.